Welcome to Real Time with WLP. I'm Jessica Lovett, your host. I'm Vice President of Innomar Strategies. And looking forward to this episode, Finding Balance in Your Life is a Rule, Not a Goal. Today's guest, Dana Singleton. She's the Executive Vice President and Sector Lead of Health at Edelman. She has 18 years of experience in the pharma and consumer healthcare industry. She's responsible for strategic development of communications campaigns, senior level client counsel, and account direction. Welcome, Dana.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Looking forward to this conversation. And I'm just going to jump right in with the first question for you, Dana. What does balance mean to you, and how do you apply it in the context of managing various aspects of life? So work, family, personal growth, well-being.
Mm-hmm. So I think work-life balance is a term that we hear all of the time as women. And I think it makes a lot of intuitive sense to us, but can be quite elusive to achieve. So for me, I think, you know, work-life balance doesn't mean sort of distributing your time and energy perfectly between your work and your personal life. It's also not, you know, a one size fits all solution. Right. And I think for me, at least, it's important to think about work as one of the multiple life roles that we have, that we have to kind of manage along with all of the other roles that we have in life. And each role, you know, might require more time, more effort than others throughout the year or over the course of our lifetime. Like sometimes, you know, we're more focused on work. Other times we're more focused on, you know, caring for a family or, you know, self-care. I think the other thing too, for me, it's important that we acknowledge that we only have so much energy, right? So whether that's mm-hmm. physical or mental to go around, and when that balance is off for us and we're feeling, you know, constantly sort of stretched thin, our ability to be present and to truly like engage in our roles diminishes. So achieving balance and, you know, trying our best to do so, I think really does ensure that we're giving sort of that focus to the various different facets of our life and not necessarily, you know, favoring like one over the other.
I think this is such a topic that all of us can relate to. And one thing that I think about, like, do you feel that women think of or approach balance differently?
Yes, I think yes. 1,000
I thought you might say that, yes, but I wanted to hear your perspective. Yeah.
I think so for sure. I think as women, we spend a lot of time thinking about this. And I sort of always wonder, why is this equilibrium, you know, so essential for us as women? And I think for me, at least, it comes down to a couple of things. First, you know, I think historically women have been responsible for most of the work at home. And as much as we've seen, you know, things start to kind of balance out and there being more of a division of household responsibilities, I still do feel like we carry the brunt of that for sure. I think secondly, we place a lot of pressure on ourselves to do it all and to be, you know, everything to everyone.
I'm laughing because I can relate, but yes.
Yeah. Yes. And then third, I think, at least for me, I think we look at work and life holistically, and there isn't always this clear divide between, you know, our work life and our home life. And so I think we try far too much to do everything and to strike this perfect balance between the two, which is just, it's not possible. It's not realistic. As I said, sometimes, you know, work is taking up more time and energy, and then sometimes our life does. And it's never this perfect, you know, equilibrium, this perfect balance, which I think as women, we struggle with.
Right. That balance piece is one that is so very topical, and really from a challenge standpoint, what do you see as specific challenges? What do women encounter in finding balance, and how do these challenges really vary based on cultural expectations, different life and work stages? Because this kind of takes into consideration a few different things, right?
Absolutely. So it's no surprise that, you know, society does still place a lot of pressure on women. And I think we've just internalized that over, you know, the years and through generations. into, again, believing that we should be able to do it all, which is not realistic. It's not healthy. I do believe that women of all backgrounds and sort of at all stages of life, like you mentioned, Jessica, face unique challenges when it comes to achieving, you know, work-life balance that works for them. I think we face, you know, conflicting demands on both our life and our work, struggling often to find balance between both. I think one of the primary challenges that women face in navigating the different stages of life, you know, whether you're single or you're married or you have a partner or motherhood, is just like each stage presents, you know, different challenges in striking that balance. So at least in my experience, because I've been through all of these stages, you know, when you're single, you know, you're saying yes to it all, and you're not really leaving a lot of time, you know, for yourself. And then when you enter into a relationship, you're trying to sort of balance your needs with the needs of your partner. And then, you know, becoming a parent just presents like a whole new suite of challenges. Your time is no longer your own. You're running around, you're trying to get it all done. And, you know, at least for me, I always felt like I was sort of failing at everything. So I think each stage is very unique and really does test our ability to find that balance that we know is so important.
The consideration that we all have on those stages of life, where, you know, I remember back when I was pregnant, and you even have that consideration of work-life balance too, of should I even be able to bring this up within a professional setting, that I just need more time for me. I think it's still really relevant. So what you said there, I think really resonates. You know, as a woman leader, who has successfully advocated for work-life balance in your career, right? Like, what advice would you give to other women to really support that balance rather than accommodating it?
I love that. I think that that's really important. So I think you made a good point, Jessica, about, you know, how those conversations can be difficult. And so I think it's really important to find somebody that you work with, that you trust, and that can be a real advocate for you in helping you to find that balance. And to your point, not necessarily just accommodating for it. I think that's really, really important. I think, you know, and we hear this word as well all of the time, like setting boundaries is really important, and speaking up and asking for the flexibility that you need. I think, you know, we've all seen through COVID how much the way that we work has changed. And so I empower people to ask for what they need. I think the other piece of advice that I have for all of us, regardless of what level you're at, is really, you know, thoughtfully choose what you say yes to, and who we say yes to. I think that's a really important thing for us to all consider in our careers. Connecting with others is super important. As you had said, Jessica, like regardless of what sort of stage you're at in your life, others are probably in similar situations. And I think you can get a lot out of just having a conversation with somebody and knowing that you're not sort of in it alone. And you might learn something from somebody else. And then the last thing for me is involve your family, your loved ones in your planning. So, and this goes both ways. So, you know, I have two teenagers, so, you know, their lives are far more exciting, busy than mine. But we do try to sit down as a family on Sundays and sort of go through, you know, what the week looks like, so that they know if I'm, you know, going to be out into the evening at a client event. And I also know if they've got something that's going on. So I think that's really important to like bring one another along in the journey so that we understand what it is that we need to again, sort of try to strike that balance.
That's great advice. I think bringing both your family and those around you along for that journey helps you kind of ground yourself on what you need to, because sometimes they're the best people to see it for you as well, right? The final question I had for you was around strategy and what strategies or initiatives do you implement to kind of support your team, your colleagues, in achieving really that healthy balance? Like really, how do you walk the walk, or how do you tell them to walk the walk? Because a lot of it becomes, we have this great dialogue. How do you really put it into action?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, because I think, you know, we can all say these things, we can all say that they're important, but unless you're truly walking the walk, you know, I think that others won't learn sort of what's, you know, what's available to them. So to me, balancing work and life is very important to me as a leader. And I hope that the amazing team I work with truly knows this. Whether it's, you know, having to leave work to go pick up your kids, or having dinner with a friend, or, you know, going to a workout class, we all have different priorities that are equally important to us at those different stages of life. And I think it's important that we support one another in finding the space and the time to truly disconnect from work and be able to do the things that we love. I think the other thing is self-care or self-investment, as I think we've talked about, Jessica, which I love, because I feel like it's a more intentional way of looking at prioritizing yourself. Exactly. is very important. So there's things that we do as a team. We do Mindful Mondays, which is like a 15-minute opportunity for us to connect as a team to, you know, go for a walking meeting, or maybe kind of get up from our desk, great, a little bit of a stretch. We've got two people on the team that lead that. We also at Edelman have a very flexible work environment, which I know other companies do as well. That's truly built on trust and accountability. And we're open with one another about, you know, where we're at, what we need. And I think that that's helped to create a culture of flexibility. And then the last thing I'll say is, you know, I do really try to set an example for the team. I think that there's nothing worse in terms of setting that example than when you know, take a vacation day and you're working during your vacation day. So I'm very transparent about my schedule with the team, my demands, you know, at home as a mother. I prioritize self-investment, and I truly believe in the importance of working hard as a team, but also getting to know one another and having fun and understanding like what is important to each of us outside of our work walls. So that's something that's really important to me as a leader.
I'm having reflection moments myself, just in listening to what you're saying. So I think that a lot of individuals right now are going to be thinking, okay, how am I taking that moment with my own team? So it's a great reflection. And I do think you've now, you know, caused a term instead of self-care, it's self-investment now as well, Dana, right? So, well, you know what, this has been a pleasure speaking with you today. I think that there's a lot for all of us to reflect on. I do appreciate the opportunity to really hear your voice on this one, Dana. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Jessica. I think this is a really important conversation to be had. And I'm so fortunate that you asked me to be part of this. So thank you.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for listening to Real Time with WLP. If you enjoyed the time you spent with us today, you can follow us on LinkedIn. Also download the podcast and become a member. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Dana.